Welcome to Mind the Gap, a collaborative project between WLOY Loyola Radio and the Student Health Advisory Council, also known as SHAC. The Student Health Advisory Council is a student-led advocacy group at Loyola dedicated to raising awareness of healthcare disparities and promoting equitable solutions. Through open discussions, outreach on WLOY, and social media campaigns, SHAC empowers students to engage with pressing health issues and to become advocates for change on campus and beyond. Thank you for tuning in today, and we hope you're having a wonderful week. On this show, we will be exploring underrepresented topics and disparities in healthcare and share practical resources you can use or pass along to someone in need. On today's episode, we're starting with a topic that affects many people but doesn't always get the attention it deserves, which is mental health. Even as awareness continues to grow, access to mental health care remains deeply inaccessible for many because of two major barriers. These would be income level and culture. Let's address these one by one. First, income level. Living in poverty increases exposure to high-stress situations such as food insecurity, unstable housing, and unemployment. To make matters worse, those living in rural conditions don't have adequate access to mental health resources, with over half of U.S. counties having no psychiatrist. These stressors can in turn worsen mental health, yet many in low-income households are forced to delay or avoid treatment simply because they cannot afford it. According to the JMA Health Forum, around 55% of people with serious mental illness in 2021 said that they couldn't afford care. Many providers don't accept Medicaid, and government-funded clinics are often overburdened. This delay often leads to more serious symptoms, causing a higher number of people living at or below the poverty line to be hospitalized. Additionally, this impact on adults can have intergenerational effects, influencing their children's mental health. According to a study published in the American Journal of Public Health, a variety of risk factors such as parental mental health and residential instability were more important than poverty or ethnicity in predicting a child's mental health. An article posted in 2017 that explored the impact of mental health or mental illness stigma in rural low-income United States populations also showed that the people were frustrated with ineffective treatment regimens, which may also contribute to a decreased utilization of mental health services. The other factor that affects the accessibility of mental health resources is culture. Factors like gender, ethnicity, and more affect how mental illness is understood and treated. For instance, in one study published by Elsevier, low-income women expressed fear of being judged for disorders such as depression and said a cultural expectation to quote-unquote tough it out stopped them from seeking help. Sometimes, certain topics of anxiety aren't taken seriously by the community, such as academic pressure, juvenile depression, and others. On top of that, language and cultural differences between providers and patients can lead to miscommunication and poor treatment. So what can you do if you're struggling or know someone who is? First, know that support does exist. Right here at Loyola University Maryland, the Counseling Center offers free confidential mental health services to all students. Off campus, Behavioral Health System Baltimore connects individuals and families to local providers who offer low or no cost care. And because basic needs play such a big role in mental health, it's worth knowing about local food banks, one of which is the on-campus food pantry in Student Court 02B and an off-campus resource being the Goins Presbyterian Church that hands out free hot meals every Sunday. And if you are not a Baltimore native, there are a few online resources you could also check out. The Crisis Text Line is an anonymous resource you can always reach out to. Simply text HOME, that's H-O-M-E, or OLA, that's H-O-L-A, to 741741 to reach a live volunteer crisis counselor. They are 24/7, free, and confidential. And most importantly, let's keep talking. The more we break the silence around mental health, the more power we give people to seek the care that they deserve. Thank you for tuning in to Mind the Gap. Until next time, stay well and stay connected.